2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
BYU tight end Isaac Rex joining us on the program. Isaac, thanks for being with us, man. Long media day for you guys, so I appreciate you joining us again.
I feel bad for some of the other guys. They're here till 9 to like 3.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
My. Luckily, I'm not that big, but these quarterbacks, these good-looking receivers, they're here for too long, bro.
Yeah. Well, listen.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What is it that you want people to know? Instead of us asking you a question, what thing do you want the people – because – just so you know, millions of people listen to this show right now all over the state of Utah. The
people, it was billions.
Well, we're not quite there yet.
That's when we post the podcast.
But we are in multiple countries, just so you know.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That's actually true.
And I have a lot of relatives.
Nice. What do I want people to know?
Yeah, like just what do you want people to know about you this year? What's the one burning question, the one thing that maybe people aren't thinking about with you?
Well, here's the thing. Everyone's thinking about my injury, so
right.
I've had 18 million injury questions or comments like, are you going to be back? Like, what's the deal? Fall camp. And I'll just address it like I'm feeling good, 80%. I'm way closer to than what I thought I was going to be. I thought I was going to be probably out for fall, maybe out a couple games. But, no, I'm feeling really good. I'm running. I'm sprinting. I'm jumping. I'm doing really well, so there's been a lot of ankle questions, stuff like that.
That's what everybody wants, but dude, I can't wait to get to media day and answer ankle questions.
I know.
Put it down on the sheet. I want ankle questions. Hey, everybody's got an ankle question for everybody. And it's not just Isaac Rex. Just everybody gets an ankle question, so
yeah,
it's just about that. But I think that everybody looks at the tight end room, and at BYU, the tight end room has been so dang strong over – I mean, I can't remember a time that it wasn't – that there wasn't a name in there that you go – that guy's good. This guy's good. This guy's good. What is Coach Clark working with this year with you guys, and what's going to be different this year scheme wise that maybe you guys have been doing, or is it going to be a lot of the same core plays that you guys are working in, the same stuff?
Well, Coach Clark's been an awesome, amazing coach since I've been here. Obviously, he's the only tight end coach I've had, but he's really helped me grow as a player. He's helped me become more mature. He's helped me work on a lot of technique and footwork. Coach Clark's been the man. And then obviously we have so much talent in the room with Dallin and Mason and Houston and Carter and Lane. The list goes on. I mean, we have a lot of guys we can plug in there. And so I think schematically we're going to do similar to what we did last year. Obviously we don't want to change it up too much because we have all the same returning guys. Why teach them a whole new offense? But I feel like we definitely are – we have a lot of weapons across the board on this offense, and we have a lot of guys we could use at certain moments of the game, or we could just do a lot of different things. So I'm excited to where this offense is going
to
go.
When does that get to be too many guys? Because there's only one football.
I don't think you
right?
can,
and,
though.
And can you ever go like, gosh, I'm not seeing the ball enough, or because you only get so many shots. I mean, does it ever get concerned that might be an issue?
I mean, I guess you could go to basketball references if you want to look back at some teams that, you know, maybe the Nets of last year, James Harden and KD and Kyrie. Oh, how do you get the ball enough for?
So
all
which
these
one
guys?
Are you? Which one but are I you think, compared to? KD?
No,
are you James Harden?
No,
which
he's
one?
A K, he's
which
a KD
one are you?
Guy.
No, I'm off the bench. I am Ben Simmons. Just kidding. I am not Ben Simmons. I actually play games.
You're like, my ankles hurt, but also my feelings are hurt.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna play.
No, I definitely am not Ben Simmons. No, I feel like in football, like, we all have specific roles. And the thing in with basketball is obviously there's, like, a main scorer. There's a main guy on each team. You need a superstar. But with football, like, the quarterback is the leader. He's the star. And then the rest of the guys are contributors. You know, they do whatever they're asked. So if I'm asked to block on a play, I'm going to block. If I'm asked to run a route on a play to get someone open, I'll do that. You know, I'm just I feel like we have a bunch of humble team players on our team that aren't really looking for individual stats as much as they're looking to help out the team.
One of the weirdest storylines was, like, you putting your marriage on hold. Like, after the ankle injury. I think there was a lot of people
putting his marriage on hold.
Oh, yeah, they were supposed to get married.
Well, so you had to delay getting married.
I mean, that's...
Not that you were already married and you just said, you know what, I got to time out for a minute.
I'm going to put it on
gotta
hold.
I got to go get, like...
I found something out about my wife. No,
but that's the thing. But that's the thing that's wild is, like, you have a season-ending injury, and then you have, like, a postponing a marriage is, like, a wild... That's how bad the injury was, and it's just,
well,
like...
it wasn't, like, for me, I could get married anywhere. I could get married on the seat, you know. I could get married on the couch.
Right.
I don't care.
It's not your day. It's not my day.
It is my wife's day, and I felt so bad for her because, you know, she's been planning this whole wedding, getting all the cards ready, all the wedding planning, and I'm just in the back just like, hey, tell me when to show up.
Right.
I will be there.
Right.
But, no, that was way worse for her than me, obviously.
Well, how long was the delay?
It was about a month. So we got civilly married on the first week of January. So January 2nd, we got civilly married. And
that's my birthday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, good day.
I knew you were
that's
wondering
a great
about
day.
That. Is that Scott Mitchell, former NFL quarterback?
It's a national
birthday?
Holiday. Not a lot of people know about it. Celebrate my birthday on that.
It always comes back to Scott.
I'll always remember that.
Yeah.
Now, sure. And I'll always remember your delayed wedding.
Happy birthday. But did you know it's Isaac Rex's anniversary today? We don't forget about that. He had to put that thing on hold.
That's... 2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Buddy. Well, I mean, I think people look at a day like today, people are wondering about independence versus the Big 12. And I think that, you know, for you guys, there's asking you guys to look further ahead is a hard thing to do anyway. And asking about your personal, your individual careers on top of trying to figure out what it's going to look like. So let's just focus on 2022 right now.
Yep.
And look at where you guys are starting things off at South Florida.
Uh-huh.
Right out of the gate. I mean, that's a team that was tough at your place last year. And I can't imagine with the heat and all those things, how are you guys already prepping for USF? Because I know that's already kind of on the docket. I know you guys are doing the playroom practice and everything, but that one is the big one that's circled on the calendar because it's the first one.
Yeah. Obviously, the first one's the biggest one. So, South Florida, we played them last year, but they got new, from what I'm aware of, a new offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. Obviously they have a new quarterback who came in, the transfer from Baylor. So we played him before. They're a good team. You saw what they did to us last year. They kept the ball away from the offense. They drove down the field pretty well, and, they're going to be schemed up to go. So we got to be ready. And obviously we're going into their place, NFL stadium. We're playing, in the Buccaneers stadium. It's going to be a different environment. Obviously,
yeah, and you
humid.
Know, it was a loss last time you guys played down there,
yep,
and Jaren got knocked out of that thing, got injured. I know he's got it. I mean, there's the good thing is
you don't live in the past, though.
Yeah, but
you don't sit here and focus on all the bad things that happened.
No, but you go. Like, I would assume
we're saying we got to take them seriously. You
right,
know? Like we're not focused on any other game in the future.
Or you're not looking past
them. No, we're not.
Absolutely not.
Why would we? They're a good team.
You guys have played them twice in the last 2 years, and it's 1-1.
Yes.
I mean, and you lost to them last time down there. And so I would assume that's all good for a coaching aspect of things because the coaches go, hey, you guys, we lost down last time down here. So there's no walking in and getting things done. I think coaches love that kind of stuff to be able to go. There's no free lunches. You got to get in there. And as we're getting handed a free lunch, by the way. I don't know.
There's no free lunches.
No, J-Dawg.
I know, dude.
So how do you – this NIL stuff is crazy. I mean, it's just so unprecedented. It's so new. A year ago it just started. Where are you guys with it, and how do you feel about it, and how has your experience been with it?
NIL is different. Just having companies reach out to you, wanting to work with you, it's just like kind of weird, you know. I don't view myself as a a big NIL name, and the companies don't either because I don't get that much money. But, like, it's kind of cool just getting stuff on the side. Like, yeah. The Built Bar is one of the coolest NIL things across the country.
For
you
sure.
Know? Having all the walk-ons not be able to, like, they don't have to pay for school. Like, that is such a blessing for so many lives. That's such a blessing for the team, and I think it's a great opportunity for the walk-ons to, you know, just not worry about that, you know, not worry about financial responsibilities with school. And then just obviously there's – you hear about the recruits getting $8 million to go play at a different school. You hear about the transfer coming in, you know, to USC getting apparently $3 million. It's just ridiculous to me that these guys are getting so much money, like, either out of high school or even in college. It's so – I think it's cool personally to me.
Well, we were talking to Fessy today about it, Fessy Sitake, the wide receiver coach and passing game coordinator. And he said – and he obviously recruits a ton. I mean, he's out there on the road a ton, Fessy
yeah.
is. And I said, what is that? We'll listen to it a little bit later, but I was he was just like – when Tom used the word bribes today – in terms of some of the things that are going on that are shady inside of the transfer portal and with NIL stuff, he was like, I absolutely see guys getting those offers from all these other schools. And I just think about even just your recruitment out of high school just a couple of years ago to compare to now is wild, the difference.
Yes.
And so the world has changed a ton. And I think that everybody, you know, sees how it works and goes, okay, how can we make it work and still be successful on the football field?
Yeah, there's not a lot of rules with it, which is kind of weird. I feel like there's just, you know, if you have a donor and he wants to give you some money, you know, go right ahead. I don't really know the rules about it, but I feel like it's cool that, you know, student athletes work hard and they make a lot of money for universities, especially
for sure.
some of these bigger universities.
And that's why they can't squash it. I mean,
the
government squashed it and said you cannot limit these guys. These are individuals, and if their name, image, and likeness is benefiting the university, and you can't, and that's why it's weird to have coaches go, yeah, it's hard. But, man, we want these guys to earn some money. I know it's a massive distraction for these coaches a lot of times, too, to have to deal with it.
For sure. I mean, coaches are always, hey, let's focus on the game. Let's focus on this. And just focusing on football. But, you know, there's some things outside of football that are important. Some kids, you hear about all the horror stories of before NIL, dudes were – struggling for food, they were struggling to pay rent and stuff like that. I feel like BYU definitely takes care of us, and they love the NIL process. But I think it's cool that some guys can go make money, you know. But obviously, here's where you're going to make money. If you win games, you're going to make a lot of money. So if BYU is a bad team, they're not going to attract that many companies to want to help them, you know.
Let's start
so that's,
there.
So yeah,
let's start
so,
there.
So that's the thing. Like,
is that what your coaches tell you?
Well, that's what
I believe.
Or is that
just kind of your own personal?
No, that's what I believe personally.
It makes sense.
It makes sense. Like, I'm sorry, but if we lose every game, what company wants to be associated with the team that loses every game? No one. But obviously, we're like, BYU is an awesome program, and we're focused on trying to win games. We're focused on trying to, you know, have a great season. So, and the NIL will come through that.
So, when you talk about your coaches saying, you know, focused on football. And there's so much talk about the Big 12. You know, it's such a big thing here for BYU. And it's a year away, but it is coming.
Yeah.
How hard is it to stay focused on this year and make the most out of this year as opposed to, man, we can't wait till we get to the Big 12 next year and what that's going to be like?
I feel like for the team, it hasn't been hard at all. I mean, we have such a crazy schedule that we won't have ever again. You know,
right.
Playing all these teams from – all across the nation, like, we are so focused on this year, we're not even really worried about the Big 12. I know a lot of the fans want to, you know, jump right into the Big 12 because that's, like, you know, the big conference and where the big stories are at. But we have so many games this year that we can prove ourselves and show why we belong in the Big 12 that we're more focused on this year than ever before.
Is there a game this year that you're really excited about? Like, just one you're just really – when you talk about a great schedule and great programs, is there a game you just go, man, I can't wait to play this team?
Do you want me to remind you where the games are this year?
I got it. Here's the thing. USF, obviously our first game. We're focused on that.
Sure, I understand.
I'm going to say that.
Okay. I got you.
Now here we go.
Notre Dame
My
in
heavens.
Vegas.
Awesome.
Is crazy.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Dude, the gold helmets –
Yes.
In that stadium.
Mormons versus Catholics.
Let's get the t-shirts going again.
What were the t-shirts we had?
My uncle came up with an idea. Yeah. If you guys take it, I might get in trouble. But he wants to make t-shirts of the Pope and Russell Nelson, like, fighting.
Okay. We won't take that idea. We're not going to steal that idea from you,
but
by the
those would sell out. 100% those would sell out.
I'm just going to say this.
I mean, at Oregon is pretty cool, too. I mean, it's not Autzen. Notre Dame.
So now Autzen is a stadium I've been in a couple of times, and noise-wise, it's going to be as crazy as any place you've ever
played. Oh, for sure. I've never been to Oregon, so I don't know what it's like up there, but Oregon's an amazing program. We have so many good
It's a nice place to visit. You don't want to live there, but it's a nice place.
Yeah, my wife served her mission in Portland, actually. So she said it was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
She got yelled at a lot, but she loved it. She loved
it, dude. Let's go get them back, man.
I know, but she loved it more. She's like wants to go back to Portland so bad. She loves it.
Isaac Rex, BYU tight end, joining us on Unrivaled 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone. Keep that health going. We just want to see it on the up and up. Don't get going too early. We want to see the healthiest version of these players as possible. So we appreciate you joining us on the
100%. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You bet.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.